Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, George Watkins. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thavenel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Grace and he is safe. Adams steals second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham takes first base on ball four. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey takes first base on ball 4. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thavenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hafey moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Watkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hafey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Hafey reaches third base with a triple. Bottomley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trainer. Hafey scores. Martin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau fields it and throws to second for the out. Martin scores. One out. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham juggles the ball. That's an error on Grantham. Gelbert moves to second. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Watkins reaches third base with a triple. Gelbert scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Frisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grantham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Grantham moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Grantham moves to third. Trainer moves to second. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-1 in the game. Peete strikes out. One out. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0-for-1 in the game. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grantham scores. Trainer scores. Wehner moves to second. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hafey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kremer hits a pop-up towards short. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 2 in the game. Haynes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grantham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grantham moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grantham scores. Wainer moves to second. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thevenau hits a fly ball into left field. Hafey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wainer scores. There goes Pete trying to get to third. Martin throws the ball into Adams, who tags Pete for the out. It's 5-4, Cardinals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Watkins is hit by the pitch. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Frisch hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bottomley strikes out. 2 outs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hafey hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kremer strikes out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Wainer reaches third base with a triple. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wainer scores. It's Cardinals, 5, Pirates, 5. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to second. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trainer hits a fly ball towards right. Watkins catches it and throws to first to double up Grantham. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gelbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wehner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thevenau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lindsay. Wehner scores. Pete moves to third. It's 6-5, Pirates. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kremer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete scores. Grace moves to third. It's 7-5, Pirates. Bill Hallahan now pitching. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grace scores. Kremer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Pirates. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Orsatti pinch hits for Bill Hallahan. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsatti for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Watkins hits a pop-up towards first. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.